Telling his tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move.
Welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Today we're discussing the election outcome, your feelings, and some of the implications for a whole range of issues. I'm going to get to that set of issues and that issue list after the vice president gives her concession speech, which we're going to carry live here on Civic Media. So keep it locked if you're interested in that. But I wanted to share something that I am guessing you all have heard before. It really requires no introduction. First, they came for the communists, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. Then they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me. And there was no one left to speak out for me. I will speak up for you. And I hope that you speak up for me and each other. Because that is how we will move forward. To speak up and act up. That is what we will do next. Joe from Madison, thanks so much. Wanted to give you a chance. I really appreciate your patience. What would you like to say today?
I agree, Maggie. We got to be there for each other. And one of the ways that we can be there for each other is to challenge each other when something is wrong. And you did it very well in a previous segment for a man who was unable to apparently quite grasp what we were saying about percentage of income for tax in regards to Elon Musk. I wanted to challenge it to another caller who had said very casually, well, I think people were really tired of the left-wing scandals, to which I would say, are you kidding me? We have a president in Trump who basically, he ran through a coup, and there were the questions of payoffs to porn stars, the 34 felony convictions. Come on, what are you talking about? And then I would also add, after that, he said, and I thought it was really an amazing statement, he said, and we have to get our economy back. We just got through a global pandemic, and Joe Biden's management of that led to 16 million jobs. That is unprecedented in our history. Our unemployment is at the lowest level it has been in 50 years, and inflation is close to the 2% mark that people, the economists, like us to have. You'll see magazine covers that say we are leading the world in terms of our recovery from the COVID experience. 60,000 infrastructure projects that he was able to get through. I mean, I'll tell you what's ahead, especially with Elon Musk, who, may I remind you, is, a trust fund baby out of South Africa. Dad ran Emerald Mines. He's not somebody who started from scratch anywhere. And he is supposed to be our government efficiency expert. And his plan is he has said he wants to cut $2 trillion out of our budget. But yet Trump says he's going to be able to do that without Security or Medicare. If he does that, there's a whale of other things that are going to be going by the wayside to get to that $2 trillion, including the FBI, the VA, the FAA, the NIH.
Department of Education.
And yeah. It doesn't take that long to do the research to find it. And I think your ability, one of the things as we go forward is we have to say when something is apparently wrong. You can't just let this stuff fly. You have to be able to say, no, I'm sorry this makes you uncomfortable, but you are wrong, and here's the reason why you are wrong, and have that information. And you as an economist are certainly able to talk about tax tables more than most people can. So I appreciate your efforts, Maggie, and we got to stay tight and move forward.
Couldn't agree with you more, Joe. Absolutely. A dissertation, if you will, on how misguided that comment was from the previous caller. Now, what isn't misguided about what he was trying to get at is the fact that the middle class is getting screwed, and they're getting screwed by the tax code. That is what all of this is about. There is no rational reason on planet Earth why a dollar earned from actual work is taxed at a higher rate than a dollar earned from wealth. The dollars are identical. We have to stop that nonsense. This is a fight that everyone can get behind. Maybe not everyone, because of that guy, but nearly all of us get behind. Regular people want billionaires to pay more, period. Let's have that fight, because if the government is properly funded, we will be able to do better for all of us. If it is not, say goodbye to veterans benefits, child care, affordable child care, affordable housing. All of those things become much more difficult. Say goodbye to a border wall. I mean, but the military-industrial complex, I'm sure, will do just fine because they donate, and they donate a lot. So it's this corruption, it's this tax code corruption coupled with this incredible corruption where we have had a Supreme Court tell us that money is speech and corporations are people. Any conservative listening right now, can we all agree that we need to get money out of politics? That we might need that constitutional amendment to tell our Supreme Court that they're out of their freaking minds? These are the two things, money and politics and the tax code, that if we could do better on these two things, which there is universal agreement amongst conservatives and progressives on those two things, we would be in a much, much better world and situation. Carol from Madison, thank you for your patience. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. What would you like to say this afternoon?
I feel for you. I haven't cried yet because I'm numb.
Yes.
I am terrified for my my gay, lesbian, trans friends.
Yes.
I don't understand how my friends are going to explain this to their young daughters. I can't listen to her concession speech. I'm heartbroken. Although I volunteered at the polls last night, and I was impressed with how many Gen Zers showed up, registered, and voted. That gives me a little bit of hope for the future.
Yes.
I'm going to be a dictator on day one. I'm afraid for who's going to get arrested and.
Let's just jump in right there, Carol. Thank you so much for calling. Folks, you can share your thoughts, especially on the phone lines. It's nearly impossible for me to keep up with the text lines. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Donald Trump has an enemies list. What is he going to do with that? Right? Like, does Joe Biden have to preemptively pardon from what series of crimes, I don't know, Jack Smith and every single frontline prosecutor that has touched any of those cases? By the way, here's what's going to happen in the New York State. I'm just going to jump into the issues now. I want to move into some of these issues as we await the vice president's concession speech. Here's what's going to happen with the New York fraud case. He's never going to spend a day in jail. And in fact, the entire conviction, which technically isn't a conviction in the state of New York until you are sentenced, I think it gets vacated. And here's why. Or held in abeyance, The Constitution and this Supreme Court just declared in the immunity decision that a president basically can't be substantially inhibited from exercising nearly untrammeled presidential decision-making. Well, yeah, putting somebody in jail is going to substantially inhibit presidential decision-making. So that ain't happening. I'll tell you that much right now. Not happening. And I don't know off the top of my head what the statute of limitations is, or if it somehow gets implicated if his sentencing is held in abeyance until after his term is over. So that man ain't going to jail soon. And the DOJ announced today, it was reported on NBC around 11 a.m. today, that the DOJ is basically packing up their boxes for the super secret documents case and the January 6th insurrection case. And of course, the Georgia matter is screwed up beyond all recognition. So, think about who's on the enemies list. Like, does CBS get their license yanked? Maybe Civic Media does. I mean, who freaking knows? Liz Cheney, does she get arrested? Adam Kinzinger, anybody on the J6 House Committee? Hillary Clinton, are there arrest warrants drawn up for her within minutes of him being sworn in? All the January 6th convicts who beat up police officers, some of whom died. Enrique Tarrio, they all get pardoned and released from federal prisons? Does Joe Biden have to pardon his son? Does Joe Biden pardon himself? I mean, this is where we're at. Oh, and by the way, Aileen Cannon is either becoming attorney general or she's getting appointed to the Supreme Court. And make no mistake, I mean, forget, I think it was Matt Walsh just posted on the Twit or Truth Social that like, oh yeah, we can say out loud now that Project 2025 is actually our plan. We're going to do that. So are thousands of federal civil service workers having their civil service protections stripped from them over the course of months? Are they getting forced out the door? You couple that, right, with what Donald Trump is about to do to our federal court system. Yeah, I'm afraid. But I'm angry too. And I'll tell you what, nobody likes me when I'm angry. I'm one of those uppity women. We're going to talk more when we come back as we await the vice president's concession speech. I'm Maggie Dawn. Your calls, texts, and input welcome this afternoon. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We dig into more of these issues, the implications of Donald Trump's second term as president. We come back after these brief messages. Hey, I'm going to keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.